If you love dogs, if you love animals, if you have a dog, if you're thinking about having a dog, then you're going to want to pay close attention to what's happening in Salt Lake County.
If you hate dogs, you're going to want to listen to what's going on.
Because yesterday, Salt Lake County passed an ordinance that prohibits pet stores from selling dogs, cats, or rabbits unless they come from animal shelters. And that is a blanket prohibition. Now, couple of things that have to be pointed out as we get the conversation going. This only applies to unincorporated Salt Lake County businesses. So if you've got a pet store in Sandy or in Midvale, this ordinance would not apply. So for the most part, this ordinance doesn't apply to anyone because as far as is being reported, there are not actual pet stores anywhere in unincorporated Salt Lake County. But with that said,
but it's kind of an example to other places,
right,
to be able to have something like this.
Salt Lake County is hoping that they are going to inspire other municipalities to take similar action. In other words, they're hoping that other cities will have a similar policy where pet stores will not be allowed to sell dogs, cats, or rabbits unless they come from animal shelters. What do you think about that? 57500. This swept the Salt Lake County Council. There was only one dissenting vote. What do you think about this, Alex?
Well, I look at it and I think that everybody knows that puppy mills are a bad deal. And I know that puppy mills, I mean, these are places that have been churning out, literally, dogs just like crazy, for the sake of being able to make some quick dollars. And
yeah,
they sell them primarily to a lot of pet shops. Now, I think that the puppy mill itself has probably started to go the way of the dodo here. I think that in terms of what the Humane Society released a statement today or yesterday evening in support of the decision, talking about the resale of animals being a contributing factor in pet overpopulation, which is what we see. Here's what they said. Usually we see irresponsible backyard breeders or puppy mills producing high quantities of animals to be sold in pet stores, leading to pet overpopulation and needless animal suffering. There are plenty of great animals available for adoption in shelters and rescues. Now, I don't know one person, Ethan, that has gone into a PetSmart or I can't even think of pet stores, Ethan, that have dogs in the window anymore, or that have dogs that are on site there, because it just doesn't seem like a business model anymore to have brick and mortar stores that sell dogs with the sawdust that they're running around on and whatever. It is not something that you see anymore. Ethan, the bigger deal to me are people who are on the KSL.com classifieds, the people who are on Facebook, the people who are on Craigslist, who churn out. There are their own puppy mills that are going there, and those are the places where it needs to be stopped. That's where almost everybody that I know gets
the backyard breeders.
Yes,
yeah.
Those are the ones. Well, that seems to be a place that needs to be hit a little bit harder. It seems like this ordinance is a little bit behind. It's a nice sentiment, but I don't think it really attacks anything. And as you said, there's not any actual store that would have to abide by this now.
No, but any future stores would. And look at what we're doing now. We're all talking about it, which I think is another thing that they were trying to do with this ordinance. Because at the end of the day, there are very serious problems with both the puppy mills and the backyard breeders. When these people are in the business of breeding dogs, there are a lot of problems. They often don't get proper veterinary care. They are, depending on where they are, completely unregulated. The dogs can suffer a lot. They can come out of there with diseases. They can come out of there with genetic problems. And the case, and it's the same case with backyard breeders. Backyard breeders don't know how to screen for genetic issues as they are breeding so-called purebred dogs. If you know anything about dogs, you'll understand, you know that the problem with purebreds is that they can have very serious genetic problems. Backyard breeders can't screen for those things. They don't know how. They're not capable.
Certainly.
And not only that, across the United States, almost 10,000 animals are killed in U.S. shelters every single day. Animals that have been discarded, and that we would support this kind of gray industry in raising new animals into a world where we are killing almost 10,000 of them every day across the United States, it doesn't make any sense. It's wasteful under the best interpretation. And if you consider these pets, these animals, to be important parts of our lives, if you consider the animals that you have to be important parts of your family, and if you respect them as God's creations, how could we possibly support an industry where we just destroy so many cats and dogs?
No,
and then turn
I, nobody.
And then turn around and we operate this gray industry chucking out.
No, I get it.
Brand new puppies and kittens.
As far as anybody is concerned, really, I think most people recognize the puppy mills and the you know, just the folks who are doing the irresponsible backyard breeding as, frankly, the Cruella de Vils of the modern era, right? I mean, we look at the folks who do that, and I say irresponsible private backyard breeders because there are people who do it, and it's a small time operation, and they make sure everything is done on the up and up. They have the right shots for these dogs, they have the right training for these dogs, and they have lists of responsible people who are ready to take on these animals. But then there are the other people who are just churning it out to be able to sell a dog, a designer dog, for example, Ethan, for $1,100. Now, puppy mills are a problem, but I think that people are starting to recognize how bad they really are. Now, this is Elizabeth Orrick. We've got some sound here, who's the national manager of the Best Friends Society, and talking about puppy mills and what
it's the Best Friends Puppy Mill Initiative. She's
right,
the
right,
national
right.
manager
the,
for Best Friends Puppy
so the
Mill
Puppy
Initiative.
Mill Initiative is where they're trying to just really eradicate the practice of these puppy mills.
Not every community has puppy mills, but every community has the byproduct of puppy mills. So even if you don't have puppy mills in your community, even if you have never stepped foot inside a pet store or purchased a dog from a breeder or a retailer, puppy mills are your problem. They are everyone's problem.
So where are the places that you can responsibly buy dogs, Ethan? Where are the places where you can responsibly
Humane Society?
Where you can responsibly, you know, there are rescue shelters. There are rescue groups across the country. There are places where you can get these dogs. And I don't know. Is it irresponsible for you to go on to KSL.com and just buy an $1,100 English bulldog that a guy, you know, and his cousin, you know, they breed these dogs and have done it for a long time? I don't know. But the reality is that when you have something like this, when you have this type of a proposition by the Salt Lake City Council, it does good, but the real good comes from people who are taking a stand and only get their dogs or cats at responsible sources.
The first thing we've got to do is get a handle on the number of dogs and cats that are thrown out. Because, look, if you're dealing with someone who only wants a puppy, who will not adopt anything but the smallest little tiniest puppy, I think you're running a strong chance that that's a dog that could eventually be abandoned. I mean, that not necessarily would be the case, but why are they getting a dog? Why will they only take that purebred puppy? I'm not saying it's going to be mistreated. They might keep it for the entirety of its natural life. But when you look at how many thousands of animals are discarded and then we kill them because they've been discarded, those are people who never should have gone and picked up dogs in the first place. And I mean, you know, those little tiny puppies and kittens can melt even the hardest heart. The problem is that not everyone should go home with a dog. Not right. everyone should get a dog. Too many people have pets. If you want a dog, go to the Humane Society, because we got to get a handle on the pet waste. I mean, we're throwing these lives away. And I don't know how we can, on the one hand, say we love animals and value animals, and on the other hand, just throw animals away like this, and so we can go and we can get a brand new puppy out of someone's backyard. I don't know how we can justify that morally.